Now it's time for some letters to the evening news, and it's a mixed postbag of readers' views, generally about current local news. First of all, the City Council has decided to change the celebration of Remembrance Day. Jo Jones of Norwich is indignant, as she writes. It seems incredulous and insulting that Norwich City Council have decided to reduce its commemorations of Remembrance Day to a YouTube broadcast because of public health reasons, whereas Yarmouth Borough District Council are permitting a series of fire-on-water events to which they are expecting 30,000 visitors to attend. At the risk of sounding like a killjoy for those wishing to attend fun family events or football matches, Norwich City average attendance is 27,000 per game. It is unlikely that the Remembrance Day celebrations would attract thousands of people. Surely it is ever more important to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in both world wars, which has allowed the rest of us to live with freedom of choice, as well as to enjoy the social side of life. Peter Cook of Norwich echoes those words. He says, "Regarding the cancellation of Norwich Remembrance Parade, I cannot believe that this is happening when huge crowds are allowed at football and indoor locations. I, for one, will be there to show respect deserved to those who served before us, and a great many of my fellow veterans have expressed the same intentions."
The multiplication of student accommodation in the city mystifies Mike Howman of Norwich. The buzzwords in Norwich for the last few years have been student accommodation. Whilst we have a thriving education facilities at the UEA, City College and the Art School, just how many students need to be provided with accommodation? Suitable premises already exist at the UEA and at St Stephen's, Duke Street, St Benedict's, Earl and West Centre, the numerous private housing rental rooms, etc. The latter seemingly assisted by the buy-to-let landlords buying up lots of the ex-council houses made available by the right-to-buy scheme to sitting council tenants. I believe the rents are most guaranteed by the UEA. Between terms, many of these accommodation lie empty.
There has been much in the news recently about GP surgeries and face-to-face meetings with patients. Himu Gupta of Bergapton promotes support for their receptionists, and he says, "You cannot help observing the debate going on about GP practices and whether GPs should see more patients face-to-face or not. GPs are overworked and short-staffed. We are very fortunate to have, we believe, one of the best practices in the country, Heathgate Surgery, Porringland. Doctors, nurses and the receptionists are there, very customer-centred and provide an excellent medical service. However, I feel that while more investment is necessary for local practices, perhaps additional attention for investment should be considered for receptionists, who are the first point of contact to take the heat from patients in the first instance. They should be supported and trained appropriately in order to establish more credibility with patient callers and are able to ask positively right questions before referring back to medical professionals. This will ease the pressures on the doctors and nurses and give patient callers get more of a positive service, and thereby will create a mutually calmer interaction between the service provider and the patients."